Okay, we'll pick it up from the Mishnah. Pei Hei Amud Aleph at the bottom. Says the Mishnah, Gufo shall get the body of the get. As Rashi says, Iker Ksava get, which Rashi says is the main part of the get, which is interesting because it depends how you define main part, right? We all know that this, we're actually going to be talking here about the Tofes. Tofes, which is the basic outline of the get, which is similar by all Gittin, as opposed to the Toref, which is the parts which are miyuchad to the man and the woman. So normally we refer to the Toref as the most important part, because that's the part that needs to be done lishma, and needs to be done properly. But in terms of describing what's going on in the get, this is the body of the get. So we're calling here the Tofes actually the Gufa shall get. So Gufa shall get, the standard form of the get is as follows. The man writes to his wife, you are hereby muteres to marry everybody. Rabbi Yehuda, I remember he said, no, you can't just write that. You have to write a much more specific and explicit lashon. What do you write? V'don de'habalich. This should be to you, minai, from me. Sefer Terachin, a book which is going to send you away. V'igeres, literally a letter that's shivukin, that's of leaving, because you're leaving me. V'get peturin, and the get that's also sending you away. Modern Hebrew, the fater, somebody is to fire them from a job. I just happened to see today in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kuf Chaf, which is the second Simin in Hilchos Gittin, that there it's brought down in one of the commentaries from the Golos Mordechai, from the Mordechai, that get, they quote Yerushalmi, but they say on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they can't find where this Yerushalmi is. Where the Yerushalmi says that the Lashon get is a certain type of stone that sends away the other stones that it's near it. And that's where the Russian get. Well, it's like, I guess, the opposite of a magnet. But anyway, get peturin.
Isn't the Gra, right?
The Gra says about the two letters are not together. Yeah, but this was actually...
Well, Chaim says it's a sarcastic.
Yeah. The first time says, Ian Shear in the first day. Okay, we get peturin. Anyway, we get peturin. Lemahach, that you should go. Lesnasa, to get married. Lechol gavar diyasiatzvin, to any man that you desire. That's the text of the get. Okay, so that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the machlokes asks how explicit you have to be. Tomorrow we'll discuss exactly the yesod of machlokes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah finishes off, gufo shall get shichro, the guf of a get shichro, as we know by an eved. Eved is similar to an isha we made throughout the Masechta. We have drashas, la la, we compare the shichro of an eved, the shichro to the get of an isha. So there also you have to write a get. So what's the lashon? Gufa shall get shichro harei at bas chayrin. You are bas chayrin. Look at the Mesoras Hashas. It says lashon zach harei ata ben chayrin. Right? There's no reason we're specifically talking about a woman here. But harei ata or at bas ben chayrin or bas chayrin harei at laatzmeich. You are now to yourself. Okay. The Gemara starts pshita. Now I just pointed out because sometimes people get this confused. Pshita sometimes is a kasha. And sometimes pshita is just a statement. It's an introductory statement. But the Gemara is going to say, the following thing is pashut. But what I'm going to ask you is after that, I'm going to ask you something which is not so pashut. So that's the context the Gemara is using it over here. It's not a kash. It's not like a pshita. The Gemara is saying it's pshita. It's clear of Amar lo, if a person said, Amar lo ishta, hareat bas chayrin. He tells his wife, hareat bas chayrin lo amar lo klum. That for sure does not count. That's not a... acceptable lashon for a get. Okay, Rashi points out it's really lichto begita, right? The lashon here of the Gemara is Omar lo. Rashi is saying it means to be written into the get.
He's telling her to write in the get.
I don't know if that's what he means that he's telling her. I think he just Rashi is like, you know, it means that he's writing it in the get, that he's saying what should be written into the get. So anyway, Omar lo the ishto harei at aschor, and that's for sure no good. Amar lo l'shivcha. So on the flip side, if he tells the shivcha harei at materas achladam, also lo amar lo klum. That for sure doesn't work. But Rashi explains why does that not work. In the case of the isha, we understand clearly because you're telling her at baschor, and she was Rashi said that's pashut because she was never meshubet to anybody. Now she's a baschor. That's an irrelevant term. Now by the shivcha, it's not exactly like that because by the shivcha. It does have relevance to say Rabbi Darius Lachol Adam, because until now she couldn't marry a regular Yisrael, now she can. So why is it so posh that the Amal Shepas Rabbi Darius Lachol Adam, it doesn't work, right? It's not the exact same Yisoy as saying Hareat Paschor to the wife. Hareat Paschor to the wife doesn't mean anything. Here it does mean something. So Rashi explains, even though itaka does mean something, but since he's not freeing her from the malacha, so it comes out that in the end she's still a shifcha. If you're telling me you could go marry somebody, but you're not freeing her from her malacha, so that means she's still a shifcha. If she's still a shifcha, she can't get married. So therefore, it's not going to work. That's what Rashi explains. Okay, so those two cases, that's the pshita. Those are pshita. However, amal alisha harei ala atzmeich ma'u. That's the Gemara's question. So the first two cases are pashut. Now here's our question. If you tell a woman, harei ala atzmeich, does that work? We know that for sure it works by the shifcha, as the Mishnah said. The shaila is now, what's the halacha by Elisha? Do we say, legamri kamar lo, do we say, harei ala atzmeich, you're completed to yourself, fully, which means go ahead and you're divorced? Or maybe, or lemalacha kamar lo, maybe just meant, no, lemalacha, you're for yourself, you don't have to work for him anymore, but I'm not totally divorcing you.
That's the mashmaos of that phrase specifically. Like when we use it by a baskorn or by a shifcha, it's referring to malacha.
Right. Okay. I mean, you don't have to serve me anymore. In other words, you're free. Go ahead. You're to yourself. I own you until now, right? That's the husband saying, you're not to yourself. Right. You don't own yourself.
So here, if you're saying it to the wife,
if you're saying it to your wife,
it might change the meaning.
So the shayla is, right, so the shayla is maybe over here, if it means malacha like over there, so maybe it's only a lashon of malacha. And if it's only a lashon of malacha, it's not also implying everything else. So I'm going to Ravashi Tashma. If we go back to our Mishnah, there's a Mishnah in Kiddushin. Gufa shall get shichur, harei ha-paskorin, harei ha-la'atzmeich. Now the lashon of a get shichur is harei ha-paskorin la'atzmeich. So he's quoting there. Right, it's the same. It's the Gemara in Mishnah Gittin, also by us. The Gemara in Gittin in our mission over here. So, the lashon we have in our mission is that you can say, "Harei la'atzmeich." So, make a chesed. Uma avda the kani le gufe ki amale harei la'atzmeich kani gufe. When it comes to an eved, where the owner has more possession over the eved, he totally owns him. He owns him completely. He owns his whole guf. So, when he owns his own guf, we say harei la'atzmeich is sufficient. So Isha, and it's sufficient for him to be kind of his guf. So Isha, the lo kani gufa. So when it comes to a woman where the husband anyway didn't own her guf, lo kol shegei, isn't it a kal vachomer that it should work? And therefore, we're going to tackle her now from Shifcha. Shifcha, at the end of the day, you're right, it's talking about malach, but the bottom line is he owns the Shifcha completely. And lashon la'atzmeich is giving all of that ownership over. So kol shegei, by an Isha, where he has less bailus over her, that the lashon la'atzmeich is going to work.
So you said that. Completely.
Completely. Okay. Yes, they work completely.
Is there a difference between shifcha and eved in this context?
Shifcha is just a woman.
But there's no like halachic difference.
Not for this halachic. For other halachos there might be, but not for this.
Wait, lembalach would mean she gets what? She gets her maaser there, like.
Yeah, that he would be saying you don't have to work for me. Yeah, I don't get the maaser done. Exactly. A guy tells Eved, I have no dealings with you. So, what does that mean? Is that enough of a lashon to imply a shichur? Or does it mean, okay, you know what, I'm not going to be involved with certain things, but I still own you? So, Allah is early in the Masechta. The Braisa tells us that someone who sells his Eved to a Goy, so we penalize this guy, and the Eved automatically goes free, but he needs a Geshem. What does it mean automatically goes free? Well, if you sell it to the Goy owns it. But it means to say that when he leaves the Goy, you're not allowed to take him back. And Rashi points out, not only you're not allowed to take him back, we actually force you to redeem him from the Goy. And not just for a redeeming, for a redeeming for an exorbitant sum. Rashi brings down from earlier, you have to pay tenfold his value. So first we make you go and redeem him, and then after you redeem him from the goy, you can't even keep him. He's yotzel guy. So that's the din. When you get him out from being the goy, from working for the goy, then he goes to chayrus. But still, the tzarach get shichur rabbi rishon. But the rabbi rishon still needs to provide him with a get shichur. And Rashi explains latir b'vas yisrael. I mean, anyway, you're not working him. So why do you need to get shichur? He's going free on his own. But the to get shichur is necessary for the isur, right? We talk about eved kanana. We have two aspects. There's the mamonos aspect, and then there's the isur aspect. So the Mamados Chazal said, okay, you don't own them anymore. But in terms of the Isser, you need to sever that relationship to make him no longer an Eved. He should be a regular regular Yisrael. This way he'll be able to marry a Bas Yisrael. Okay, so that's what the Braisa says. That's the Tanakhama. Amr Mishal, the Braisa continues. Amr Mishal Gamliel, Bamed Amr Mishal Kasav Alavayim. When do we say that the Rabbi Rishon needs to write a special get shichur? That's only when the Chatchila, when he sold the Eved to the Goy, he didn't write the Onum. This document, we'll see what it is in a second. Avo Kasav Alav Ono. But if, at the time that he sold him to the Goy, he already wrote this document, Zel Shechur, that owner itself is the Shechur. The Gemara asks, what exactly is this owner? Amar Shesh is the Kasav Lei, the Cheshetim Rach Mimenu, Ein Li Esek Becha. The document that allows him to go free is contains it in this Lashon that he writes, that when you run away from your Adon, I will have no dealings with you. So we see very clearly, says Ravina to Rav Ashi. Ravina was the one asking the question. Chanabrila says back to Rav Ashi, or Chanabrila goes, no. So you see clearly that the din of Ono, from the din of Ono, that it's enough to write in the Esek B'chah. Esek B'chah is enough to imply a full-fledged Shechur. Good? Then? Yeah. Okay. Yehuda Oimer, Vidon, the Abilechi, Minoi, Sefer Terech, and Megershu. So we saw that if Yehuda expands the Lashon of the Get, it's not enough just to say, Harei Medesh Al Adam. You have to write more specific, explicit Lashon. So Mar wants to know, what's the Machlekes? The Maik and Mifugi. What's the Machlekes? The Rabbanon, the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbanon Sabri, the Rabbanon hold, Yadayim Shein Mochichois, Havin Yadayim. That Yadayim, literally hands, which are not 100% clear, count as hands. You know, what does that mean? This is a sugi that comes up in different places in Shas. Rashi says that Yadayim is the Lashon of a Beis Achiza. If you have, let's say, a handle, right? The handle on a jug, so you pick up the jug with the handle. If you're holding the handle, you're holding the whole thing, right? So it's basically something which tells you about something else. So in other words, we're talking about, in a particular case, let's say here, about the get. It's not explicitly writing everything that's going on in the get, but it's giving you enough information. It's like holding the handle that tells you that you're holding the rest of the kli. So, Yadayim Shein Mochichos means you have a lashon. So you have this yad, which again, it's a, we'll call it a partial statement, which is really shedding light on the bigger picture. But that statement itself is not 100% clear. It's Ein Mochich, it's not proving it. So the Rabbanan sheet is Yadayim Shein Mochichos, Havin Yadayim, that's good enough. Even though it's not 100% clear from the Lashon that that's really what you're doing, but if it's clear enough, that's good. So therefore the Gemara explains, V'afal gav d'lo kasav lo v'don, even though you don't write the whole phrase of v'don that we had in the mission of v'don d'arvelechem and I say for a terechem v'chule, even if you don't write that whole phrase, still mukach milsa the Baha'i Gita kamegarshla, it's still very clear that you're divorcing her with this get. Now it's interesting, because on one hand we're calling it Yadayim Shein Mochichos, and then we're calling it Muchach. So is it Muchach or not Muchach? I think it's a little bit of a klutz kasha I'm asking, but I'll ask it anyway. Right? Oh, their sheet is Yadayim Shein Mochichos Havin Yadayim. Gemara says, okay, in this case, it's Muchach Milsa, that you're being Megarish, what they get.
That's the answer, is
no, I'm asking a question. Oh, my question, so is it Mochich or is it not Mochich?
It's klutz.
Ah, what?
It's not Mochir, that's the whole point, that's enough.
So why does the Gemara say Muchach Milsa?
Because the Dan was the Yadayim Muchach.
It's enough Muchach to be
Muchach
Milsa.
It's not Yadayim, it's just Muchach Milsa. Dan was Yadayim Muchach, and here it doesn't say Yadayim. But
yeah,
it's so
Muchach. Why is it Muchach?
Because it's the Muchach.
Why is Dan Muchach?
So why are you calling Yadayim Shein Mochich? Say it's Ein Mochich, and that's good enough.
Talking about two different things.
What do you mean, we're trying to do different things?
Because it's not Yadayim Yadayim Mechuchos.
They're arguing in
so
a case.
So what's Mochia?
Without Vedan, it's not Yadayim Mechuchos.
Oh. So why is it
Lo have Yadayim. Yadayim Shein Mechuchos.
Ben, read it one. Rabbanan Tzar, Yadayim Shein Mechuchos, having Yadayim, even though it's not Mochia, it counts. So the Alpha got Lo Kosla Vedan, it's Muchach Milsa, the Haikit Ha'im Gar. So even though he didn't write Vedan, it's still Muchach. So, but it's Yadayim Shein Mechuchos. So why is it Muchach? I want the Gemara to say it's not Muchach, but it's good enough.
It's just a lashon. Isn't that what it means?
It means it's Yadayim. It means it's proven enough for that term.
It doesn't say that.
It doesn't say that. It says Muchach. So the Tzad is like this. I think it's Pleasure Tzad. The Tzad is like this. even though the words of the get are not mochiach, the yadayim themselves are not mochiach, but the overall picture is still muchach milsa. In other words, you can still put it together that it's a get. It has to be clear that it's a get. You have to be able to figure that out. But it's still, in other words, the overall situation is a muchach milsa situation.
The
yadayim
are
muchach. The yadayim themselves are not, exactly. The milsa is, if you take a look
Rashi.
At Rashi, because of get the yavle, the yav, goli daite de bahai gita girsha. Right, so Rashi says the whole scenario is muchiach. Lamai say it. You wrote a get, you're giving it to her, and then you're saying, okay, so the actual words are not so clear, but the whole scenario is clear. That's muchach milsa. That's according to Rabban. If the yadayim themselves are not 100% clear to what's going on, lo havin yadayim. So therefore, v'tayim dekasa lo vidam, and because he wrote the whole phrase of vidam, de muchachach milsa, that through the vidam it's muchachach milsa, the bahai gita kamegash, so that you're being megash with this kid, then it's good enough. Aval lo kasa lo vidam, amri v'dibura girsha. But if you didn't write vidam, then we'll say no. Really, you're megarisher with dibur, ushtara raya ba'almahu, and the shtar is just for a raya to prove it. So you see that even the Rebbe agrees that it's clear that there's a gerushin trying to be had over here, trying to be done. The only problem Yehuda says is could be that he tried to do the gerushin verbally, and then he's going to use the shtar only as a raya. That would be a problem.
If he doesn't do it verbally, then it would be okay. If he says less.
No, it means verbally as opposed to written.
So
we're nervous that if you don't write it clearly in the get what you're doing, we're nervous that the gerushin part happened verbally.
And that's an issue. Does it go through? Only part?
No, it won't work. It won't work.
So then wouldn't it just not work until he gives her the...
No, he's giving her the document either way. But he's not divorcing her with the document. He's saying, I'm divorcing you verbally. And then you can have this as proof, so it didn't work. So now it's a bad get.
Oh, because he has to have the intention that the get is...
The get has to be divorcing, right?
Okay.
It says, Marabai to Marabaye, Hai man de kasav gita. Okay, now we're going to get into the specifics of the get. Okay, this guy is writing a get. You know, let's just read it in the Rashi before we start this piece. We'll read the Rashi from Divra Masvul, the Mashmal, the Mechach, the line in there with the two dots. We'll just read what the Teifes of the Get is, and they'll be able to understand, Ritz Hashem, the whole Gemara that's about to follow. Okay, so I'm going to read it. Let's see where I am in Rashi.
What's the Divra Masvul?
The Mashmal, the Mechach. It's really the next Rashi, but that's the Divra Masvul, and you have the two dots. Okay, Zeu Teifes Haget. You see that, Yisrael?
No. The Mashmal.
No.
Oh, we're skipping?
Yeah, I'm just going to this Rashi to read the Nusach again. Zeh tov is again. Patis asichi lichi. I am getting rid of you. So you should go to yourself. You, I'm giving you over to yourself. Aunt, you, Mrs. Plonis Bas Ploni. I added Mrs. Tahavis itasi, that you are my wife, Mikat Bas Dana, from before now. And now, Patris, I am letting you go. Vishavkis, you're leaving. But because I'm banishing you, sending you away, yasichi you, the tahavion, that you should be rasha, allowed vishalta, and in charge of, to have the authority, ben of shaychu, of your own self, lemehach, to go lisnasva, to marry lechol man, the yisatzvaych, to any man that you desire, the inish lemechu v'adaychu, and no man will protest, min yom adinan al olam, from now and forever, v'dan diav leichu minai, and this shall be to you, from me, again, Paturim, Sai Paturim, Begashuki, Kedas Moshe Bisra. Okay. That's the Nusach of the Get, even though Lamaisa, the Nusach of our Gets nowadays are a little bit different than this Rashi, but we're going to go with this Rashi for now. Hopefully it doesn't come up Lamaisa. So, let's see Monday in Abedin, if you're learning the Dayanus. Okay.
There's a little preventer.
So, Amar Rabbi, hi, man, the cause of Gita. When a person is writing a get, lo lichtov vidin, you should not write the word vidin with a yud, the mashma vidin, because then it has the implication that it's the din. And Rashi explains, Mashal says, you're telling her, well, I'm divorcing you because the halach is that I have to divorce her. And then it will come out, if there's no halach for him to divorce her, that the get is not chal. Right?
So you don't write vidin ela vidan. Okay, velo lichtov igeres with the yud. The mashma igeres, some gersos have igra, which according to Rashi means it has the igra as a roof. So it would imply roof instead of a letter that's supposed to be divorcing him from her, her from him. Ella igeres without a yud. Interesting, the Tosis brings down over here the Ramasim Luchtav Igeres that also you should write a Vav, he brings here from the Seder Tikkun Shtaros of Shekosav Harav Ri Tap, that he writes that you have to write Ve Igeres, because if you don't write Ve Igeres and you're connecting it to the previous statement, then it would have an implication that it's just a regular like a letter you just write to somebody. That's not a serious get. It's like a letter that you send to your friend. So it has to be vi'igeres, which means it's going on the get we mentioned previously. It's not stam a letter, just like, oh, you know, hey, how are you doing letter? It's, hey, how are you doing? I don't want to see you again. And stay out, basically. Okay, eli geres. Velo lichtov limahach. Don't write limahach with a yud, lamed yud. The mashma li mehach, because you can read that word li lamed yud and then mehach, which would imply what? What would li mehach imply?
From me, you should
exact,
go.
Not you should go, but from this,
oh.
Right? In other words,
like it almost like a kedushin. Sounds like he's marrying her, not divorcing.
Exactly. You're going to be mine. You're going to be li mehach from this document. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to read. You don't right. If you take a look at Rashi, you'll be mine, mehach, li tehe mi sefer hazeh. Hach can mean this, right? So you want it to sound mehach, to go, right? Instead of saying li, mehach, would be you'll be mine from this document, which is the exact opposite of what you're trying to do.
What did you do the whole rest of that statement?
Yeah, I had that al-sha'ar also. I don't know, but it doesn't matter. That phrase itself is going to be problematic. I agree with you. The rest of the statement is not going to. It's funny that Rashi actually adds in the rest of the statement into the Dibur HaMasech. I don't know why he did that. Right? It kind of. But either way, maybe that he's emphasizing that in Achanam, it doesn't read so well the rest of the get, but that phrase is going to be a problematic phrase in the middle of the get. Okay. Velo lichtog limachach, and don't write limachach, the mashma bechucha. Limachach has the implication of chucha. Chucha means a joke. And it'll imply that, oh, this whole thing is just a joke. I'm not really writing the get. Now, as well as Rashi, says Rashi Litzafik. Now, Rashi, when he's explaining Lo Chotam L'Chach, Rashi gives a whole shtickle Torah. How does Rashi explain it, Yosela? Why would you write L'Machach? Well, what is the case of writing L'Machach?
I'm talking about the...
Yeah, that one. That's what I'm talking about. So what is Rashi doing over there? Rashi's... what's with the verbosity of Rashi here? All the other ones, he says, don't write this. And then Rashi says over here, explains to you exactly why the person can write the Bechach. What's Rashi doing?
It's all the other words where if you build the words like roof and all this stuff, then it just sounds like a joke.
No, this one is the joke. The other one's in a joke. This one is the joke.
Wait, which one? Yeah, Rashi and Velo Lechtov?
I'm asking on Rashi, Velo Lechtov Lemachach. Rashi gives a whole shtickle Torah of how you got to Machach. So but the other ones, Rashi just says, don't write this, don't write that.
You might think he means a yud.
What is Yavdil Rakla?
Hey, so it doesn't.
So, of course, let's start. What is Rashi actually saying? Rashi is saying that you have to be careful to separate the regel. When you talk about letters, you have the roof and you have the raglayim. So, by a ches, the regel, the foot, the leg, is connected to the roof. By a hey, there's a separation. So, why is Rashi going to all the specifics of how to write a ches and a hey?
I
want to say push up
the other words. The alternative also implies the first thing that you actually are supposed to write. By the machach, that doesn't, laughing doesn't.
Thank you, that's what I'm looking for. Okay? Pashup shah. Yes, I asked this. Did you hear what I said? Hear what you said? What did you want to say? Say very push. The other ones are all the other cases of li mehach and dain, bechuli. They're all different ways of spelling the same word. You could spell vidain with a yud, you could spell without a yud. You could spell Limihar Mahach with the U without it. So right, those are two viable options how to write it. So Gemara is saying, don't write it like this, write it like that. But when it comes to Lemahach, there is no word Lemachach. Like, why you would never write Lemachach? Why would you be writing Lemachach? That's not the right word. Right? So Rashi's saying, of course you're not gonna write that. Rashi explained, the Gemara is telling you, be careful when you're writing the word Lamahach, that the hey shouldn't look like a ches.
And then it'll be...
It's a different word. Yeah, the other ones are saying, you have two ways to spell. Spell this way, not that way. By Lamahach, Rashi is telling you, about you're not trying for Lamahach, because that doesn't mean anything. I mean, the Wisconsin word does mean something, right? But you would never write that, because that's not the right word. Well, be careful when you're writing the ches. So then Evan asked me, okay, so was this is the only hey? It's the only hey in the whole get?
It's the only hay that changes the meaning.
Oh, so that's the pshat, right? It's the only hay that would be a problem. All the other hays we're not so careful about, because if you, like, at the beginning of the get, right? It should be, lehis nasva, right? So lehis nasva, like, that's not gonna, whatever. It's not gonna mean anything. It just means something silly. But it's not gonna, just not gonna change it much. But here, the mechach will be that the whole thing is a joke. So you have to be careful. Okay? Posh pshat. Thank you. Got the, yeah. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. I don't want to skip like I did yesterday, so it's seven dines later.
Yes, yes, yes,
oh, by
right?
The way, Rabbi, skipped yesterday.
Another time? Okay. It's fine. Now the Gemara is like this. The Yisiyavim, we saw the Lashon again. Rashi, you write the Yisiyavim. Okay, Rashi also wrote it there with three yuds. So we said that she should be, you should be, and the Yisiyavim in the word that you should have to whoever you want, whoever you desire. So those words, plus a yudim, they should have three yudim. So I was reading, I'm like, hey, there's way more than three yuds over there. How many yuds are there? Actually, five. You take a look in Tosfos. The remarks that happened, the Asim plus the other, Tosfos brings from the Ri that he saw in the Tikkun Gittin Kadmoinim that there should be five, right? The three yuds that we're speaking about here in the Gemara, which are at the end, and then the other two yuds, which are earlier in the word. But at any rate, the Gemara here is referring to the three yuds at the end of the word. So those three yuds, it should be three and not two. Why? It has to be Tlastas Yud. That's a little confusing. Dimashma Tahavion Vititzavion. The Gemara is saying the mashmos has to be that you are the one doing it. You're the one that's going to be, and you're the one that's going to choose, as opposed to they in general. There could be have the mashmos if you write it with two, would have the mashmos that women in general would be able to do this. Nashim da'alma. We don't want that. We want it to be very specific. He is writing to his wife. You have the ability to do this. Okay.
Where did it say diyas? Yeah.
What?
Where did it say diyas?
Yeah. You can get married to anybody to whom you desire.
Oh, that was Zevot HaVaz HaGet.
What? That's in the look in the Tevis HaGet. We had in Rashi. I mean, having the Mishnah also. But I'm saying the Mishnah also.
You didn't say in the
Mishnah also.
No, the Yishavian.
Oh, the Yishavian. That's what Rashi brings. The Havian. Okay. Yeah.
How does two
yuds? I do pride myself in being like TikTok man a little bit, but this is beyond my pay grade. You have to speak to Andrew about this. I don't know how much Andrew's holding in Aramaic TikTok.
Zero.
In Aramaic TikTok, you have to know really well in order to answer this question. But apparently, the two yuds would imply they, and the three yuds would be more of a you. Okay. Huh? Yeah. Okay, it says in Gemara Vayter, Vilorche Levav, you should elongate the Vav of the word to Teruchin. So it should be, to Teruchin should be very clear, the Resh Vav Chav, that it shouldn't look like a Yud. Ulevav Dishvukin, and the same thing in the word, the Vav, in the word Shvukin, the Vav should be long. The Mash Matrichin Shvikin. Because you don't want it to be mashma, trichin, or shvikin, which again, which would be they in general are people that are going to be sent away. The women are going to be, they're going to leave and they're going to be sent away. That's not true. We want it to be specifically this woman, you are being sent away. Okay, v'lorche levav, and then you should elongate the vav of kedoy, which means now. Because if you spell it with a yud, the mashma kedi. So basically, the Gemara is telling you, it's a little bit funny, the Gemara says the mashma. The Gemara is really telling you the way it would be mashma if you did it the wrong way. Right? In all these cases, it's telling you, write the three yuds, because if you don't write it with the three yuds, it'll be mashma they. Write the vav and not the yud, because it'll be mashma with the yud, it'll be mashma they. And the same thing over here by kedi, if you write kedi, Kedi means like without anything, by itself. Kedi, just without anything. And Rashi says, what's the big problem with saying that? What would that mean in this case? I'm divorcing without anything, which would mean without? There you go, without Sefer Bris. And that's bad news for the Jews. She has to get divorced with a document. Like we said before, it can't be anything verbal. Okay, so Kedum means it has to be now and not Kedi by itself. Here's a famous Rashi here. Rashi brings other place also that Rashi brings one pshat that the word Kedi, you normally, we had this often in the Gemara. The Gemara will say Amrla Rav, va Amrla Kedi. The Gemara will quote something in the name of a certain rabbi. They don't say, and the Gemara will say, and some say Kedi by itself without any name of a rabbi. Right? So this following Memra, some people say it, we thought some people had it said over in the following name of this rabbi. Va'amrilan, some say it over Kedi just by itself, like without anything, without any rabbi. But Rashi brings another pshat over here that Amrla Kedi, that Kedi was the name of that rabbi. So say Amrle Rav, Amrle Kedi, that Kedi said this, that was his name. Okay. So you have to be careful on all those letters. Lo lichtov leisnasva, don't write the word leisnasva with an aleph, as opposed to the way we had it in our mission, which is with the hey leisnasva. So don't write it leisnasva, because the mashma lo isnasva. Why would it be mashma that? If you do what? If you separate the first two letters from the rest of the word, then it will look like lo isnasva. Don't get married, which again is the opposite of you're trying to say. Therefore, it's a problem. El alis nasr baita with a hey. Very good. The Baran Tosfos points out that it could be that when the Gemara is saying you have to make these letters long, let's say the vav longer, make sure it doesn't look like a yud, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to make it mamish long. It just means be careful that it shouldn't be short. The Gemara is telling to emphasize that make sure that you make the vav long enough so that it should be clear that it doesn't look like a yud.
You don't talk like a nun.
What?
You don't want to talk like a nun.
It doesn't matter if it looks like.
Right, so there it's not going to have the same problem. Because then, and then you'll see that Tosfos even says, V'shem etzarach la'arach ha'vavin, u'la'arachik rega la'hei, shelo yito oilam. It says, Fakir, maybe dafka, we should make it longer. So really separate the hay from, the regal of the hay from the top, so it doesn't look like a chesed. Really make the vav longer. U'mi uvada, he says, so Tosfos says, tut sadim. Maybe, it doesn't really mean it. The Gemara just means, be careful not to make it short, or be careful that they shouldn't be touching by the hay. But his other pshat is that you daft have to make it longer, notwithstanding Ben Zahara, that it might look like a different letter, but it'll emphasize this point. Well, Mio Tosh says that even according to the second pshat, it's not kind of possible to get if you didn't make it longer. And the same thing with the hay. Okay, so those are the two ways those went down. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter, they asked the final question, Be'inam Vidan, Oilo, Be'inam Vidan, do we need to write Vidan or not? I looked at the Gemara, I'm like, what? Isn't that Machlekes Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda? And then I look at Rashi, and Rashi says, yeah, exactly what the Gemara is asking. Everyone wants to know, do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda or the Rabbanu? Says the Gemara, Toshmal, Mingaraya, the Iskin Rava, that Rava was Mesakein, Begite, that you should write the following thing. Ich planyo bar planyo potter v'tarach yas plonisa intase. It sounds like the Edom here are being made. That planyo bar planyo, this guy, potter v'tarach, and he got rid of his wife, this woman, plonisa, intase was his wife, that was intase v'kan v'dana, miyom v'dinan ula ala, from here on and forever. V'ilu v'dan lo kamar, and the whole phrase of v'dan that we had in the mission of Yudah is not mentioned. So you see that you don't need it. So
wait, what's ich?
Ich is like that. You write also
like this guy?
Yeah, that this guy did this. Yeah. Ultameh, so the Gemara, yeah, that's your raya. You're bringing a raya from here. Ultameh, kul mi ka'amar. Did he write the whole lashon again? There's missing a lot of other things from that. Look, compare that to our mission. It's not everything. It's anyway not mentioning everything. Ela be'ina, hachanah be'ina. Just like you need to say other things which are not mentioned there. So too, you need to say v'dan. It's not mentioned there. So, as Rashi says, "Kul mika amra kol shara dvar manechtavim beget." He goes the avi. It's not really in our Mishnah, but what we saw brought from Rashi. A lot of other things that are mentioned in the Mishnah, and it's not mentioned over here in Rabbah's Takana. So it's not a raya that we don't go with Allah Chalamai. So it could be just like we know in our gets, we'd write other things. We'd also have to write this lashon.
According to Rabbi Huda, all the things that Rashi wrote is not necessary.
Very good, very good. The Prusha point out that what Rashi writes in our Gittin have more than both Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham, 100%. We write extra things. But Mikra, according to the Tanakhama, you could just have read Rabbi Teres
Lachalata. Like he means.
Rabbi Yehuda means
that.
More. So that, what?
It means literally just that.
Yeah, just okay. That. According to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda added more. Our Gittin, like you're saying, 100% is a lot more than that. And that's what the Gemara is saying. You can't bring a Raya from what Rabbi was saying here, or Rabbi, depending on the year, so that he didn't write Vidan because he didn't write a lot of other things that we know for sure we do write in the Gittin. So maybe let's not get again. So the first also point out here that this is it's a little bit funny, this Lashon, because a get cannot be written like this. A get cannot be written from the perspective of the Eidim. Mm. This Lashon is the Eidim speaking, right? Like we are testifying that this guy, it's in the third person, right? This guy divorced his wife. It's supposed to be in the first person. The man is saying, I hereby divorcing you. And it's actually, I think it's Pasul Mikra Adin like that. So it's funny, the Gemara is a shtickle lav dafka. Okay.
Where does it say that?
We're done.
We're done.